to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
Again, 617-931-1234. You can call or text the show. We're the only ones brave enough to turn over an entire radio station to you. It's all yours. We want to know what you are doing this weekend. And Kennedy, we have our good friend Jamie. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. How are you, my beautiful people?
We're doing great, our beautiful friend. What are you up to this weekend?
I'm working out tomorrow for 2 hours at the Y.
Okay.
And then Sunday, for 1 hour, I'm going swimming.
Nice. You going to your cousin's house? Is it the heated pool?
Actually, tomorrow, I'm doing something. Sunday, I'm going swimming at the Y.
Oh, okay. All right.
Then I'm going bowling on Sunday.
Yeah. No, bowling. You have a busy, busy life, Jamie.
I know. I want to give a big, big shout out to my wonderful people who I love so much. That's Taylor and Farrah, Carson and Kennedy, and Dan.
Okay.
I love you guys.
Oh, we love you too, Jamie. Have a great weekend.
We love you too, buddy.
Stacy's from Waltham and Kennedy. This is a big one. This is a big one. Go ahead. Tell everybody what you're doing, Stacy.
I am picking up my wedding dress.
That's so exciting.
Yes, I'm very excited to finally have it.
Hmm. Well, now, when are you getting married?
Oh, not for a while. June 6, 2025.
Okay. Now, are you one of those people that's superstitious as far as your fiancé getting to see the dress beforehand?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Uh-huh. She does not know anything about my dress. I know nothing about her dress. They are remaining separate until the day of.
Oh my God, I love this so much.
So you're marrying a woman, so both women are hiding the dress from one another? Is that what I'm to understand?
Yes, they're both going up to my mother-in-law's house, my future mother-in-law's house, and hiding
Smart.
In her closet.
'Cause we're sneaky.
until the day of.
That's interesting. It's something I guess I never really thought of. When you have a woman and a woman getting married, that you're both going to hide the dress from each other. That's a lot.
I love it.
Oh, that's a lot.
Yeah, it was hard. It was hard. She was the only person I really wanted to tell about the dress. So
right.
It's been hard to keep
it
a secret.
Thank you for sharing it with us.
So did you buy them from different dress shops?
We did. We went separately and bought them separately at different shops.
That is a lot of work. That's a lot of extra work, Kennedy.
Well, but that's what we do as women. We make extra work, but that's fine. We like what we like.
Well, congratulations to you. What's your fiance's
Thank
name?
Thank you. Abby.
Abby. Well, congratulations to you both.
Thank you.
All right. I have, let's see, Maria. Maria's from Salem, New Hampshire. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you have a son who plays lacrosse. How old is he?
Well, my son played lacrosse. He is 32.
Oh, he's done playing.
He's done.
Oh, well, so you were just calling to rub that in my face?
No, I'm calling to let you know that someday, believe me, you'll be driving by a field and you'll see kids playing and then parents and you'll be like, you know what? I miss that.
Oh.
Nostalgic.
Yeah, no, I know what you're saying. I get that too. So what
he played hockey too. He played three sports. So
every weekend you were at a field or a hockey rink?
A rink, yep.
And what are you doing this weekend?
So this weekend, we're leaving today. We're going camping in Milton, New Hampshire, Jellystone Park. It used to be a private campground, and now it's still private, but now it's a Jellystone Yogi. With the family, the grandchildren, and this is what you do when they get older.
This is the best. I love going camping. My wife is kind of checked out on it, but spending a weekend at a great campground with like your friends, your family, you know, sitting around the fire, cornhole, all of that good stuff.
You got it.
Yeah, you're going to
kayaking and all of the above.
Yep, you're going to have a great time. Well, have a good weekend, okay?
Yeah. Thank you. You too. Enjoy your fishing trip.
All right, thanks, Maria.
Take care. Bye-bye.
From the 774 Kennedy.
Yep.
Carson's just going to stay busy all weekend talking about how there's no sports. We were talking about how early is too early to crack a breakfast beer when I go fishing on Sunday morning at 6 a.m.
Go on.
It is 5 o'clock everywhere on a boat.
Agreed.
I don't hate that. Carson, you need to take the Cape Flyer to Hyannis. I would love to take the Cape Flyer. I've taken the Cape Flyer before. The thing, though, is it goes later in the day, and I want to get down there as soon as possible. So I'm catching, like, the noon bus right out of South Station, so I'll be gone right away. So
go ahead, buddy. Go get it.
I know. It's just going to be, if you're sitting next to me, I apologize. I'm going to put my earphones in, and we're not going to talk. So just
nobody talks. You're the only one that talks.
That's nobody true. I actually am the only one that talks.
Nobody wants to talk.
Mix 104.1 with Carson and Kennedy.